15 Maius, Rome.
The 15th of May. The last entry was on April 5th. Why do you think more than a month has gone by since Cleopatra's written? Remember back when the ship landed that Cleopatra said that Rome wasn't a seaport, that the city lay about 16 miles up the Tiber River. Well, that's a good stretch to go on foot with cargo to carry, and things have probably been busy since her arrival in Rome. Let's see if she fills in the details, as she usually does, in the next entry. Let's keep reading where it says, Father says that.
Father says that when in Rome, it is good politics to do as the Romans do. Thus we are all dressed in togas. They are heavy, itchy things, because the linen cloth also contains wool. And the sandals, oh, what discomfort! The thick leather straps cut into my feet. I want to record as many events and sights of Rome as possible, so when I return to Egypt I will not forget. Also, Olympus and Theophilus will ask every detail of me. I know them. So, I begin. Many of the Romans have sundials in their courtyards. They also use water clocks so they can tell time indoors and when clouds hide the sun. We have these in Alexandria, but I said nothing, not wanting to insult the official who proudly showed us around. I prefer my hourglass in any event. We have been staying at the villa of Tullus Atticus, a wealthy citizen who wants to help Father reclaim his throne. Atticus is a stout, bald man, pleasant enough, but he appears bloated, as one who is given to gluttony. The tips of his fingers are stained purple from eating grapes,